And I'll go my way.
Now that is what I'm talking about.
Welcome, everyone. It's the Stolen Hour. I'm your girl, Rosa, for real.
It's your boy, Lofty.
How's everything going? How's your day?
I'm good. This time, I'm awake. I've got my vodka and forest fruits.
Are you drinking? Are you really having an alcoholic drink?
I am. You know, I don't drink as much.
That's why I'm actually quite amazed.
I know, right?
And speaking that you don't really have drinks, did mm-hmm. you know that British studies have said that just one alcoholic drink could shorten your lifespan? Sorry to burst your bubble.
Yeah, cheers to that. Yeah. On the drink and I'm going to be off it, you know,
well. Well, they say one drink raises the risk of diseases, strong links to strokes and heart failure. So I don't know.
Well, I'm fucked, aren't I?
They also said that it is actually the gateway drug. So it's not weed. They're actually now saying that alcohol is the gateway drug.
Alcohol is a gateway drug.
Makes sense.
Doesn't. It's like I'm going to drink a whole bottle of vodka and get stoned.
No, shoot up afterwards.
You know, shoot up a bit of vodka, you know.
No, but I mean, how did they come to this conclusion? Because I can promise you there's so many people that have drank alcohol all their lives and never touched a drug.
That is interesting.
But do you think that makes sense to make a statement like that?
Well, I guess it's like when you think about all the alcoholics out there. You know,
yeah, but I mean, this alcoholic, they just prefer alcohol. That's the reason why they...
Yeah, but why don't you just, you know, try something else? You know what I mean?
Like, well, since I'm drinking already, let me just smoke some crack.
Why not? You know?
Oh,
I
mean, that's just...
It's like, you got to ask yourself, who's in a better position, an alcoholic or a crack addict?
What do you mean? They're both screwed.
No.
What do you mean who's in a better position?
Yeah...
They're both fucked at the end of
the
day.
That's a good question. A good life question.
That's what we all should ponder about, right? Who has it better, a crackhead or an alcoholic?
Yeah, I'm sorry to all the alcoholics or crackheads listening to this podcast. I'm sorry. No discrimination.
Oh, my God.
No discrimination. We don't do it on this show. But anyway.
We're not judging. We're just trying to figure out who has it better.
And it all started.
Do you know any crackheads or any alcoholics we can call in for an interview?
I know one stoner sitting opposite me.
I don't count. I'm part of the show.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Anyway, let's get a little serious here.
Let's get real serious.
I know we don't go, once again, we don't talk about politics, but we have to. We have to talk about this.
We done just fucked up.
Oh, God. Trump, France, and
the
who
UK.
Else? Yes.
My hometown.
Yes, us. Hometown. It's your people's.
Yeah.
Decided to go ahead and send that missile strike over to Syria, hitting up some of their, I think it was chemical plants or weapon plants.
But apparently they all got shut down, apparently, or something like that.
Well, I don't know. Did they get shut down? Because I have Donald Trump here tweeting things like, so proud of our great military, which will be soon after spending the billions of fully approved.
I think it was only just to send a message, you know, it's like...
Yeah, message, but this would potentially screw up everybody, because here's the thing. What's that guy's name from Russia?
Putin.
No, the ambassador for the Russian, whatever his name is, Anatol, he's like, oh, there's going to be repercussions. So one of the things that was stated was that they will retaliate against from wherever those missiles came from. So they better be prepared for the consequences, basically.
Well, we're screwed, I guess.
Well, in a newspaper, I saw one today when I was on my break at work that some guy was arrested and he was one that was plotting to kill London officers. So and he's already, a Syrian.
So the retaliation's already started.
Well, I mean, the retaliation was going on before it even started. Yes. So, I mean, they say luckily that there was no civilians hurt when missile strikes were done. They only hit their targets. And apparently there's not too many, you know, civilians
around
the area. Well,
something needs clearing up, because I heard that once these missiles were was shot, the opposition shot them down. So I don't know. I think.
Well, I don't know how that's.
I think it was just to send a message, like if you gotta keep.
Well, did they shoot it down? Because Trump is like mission accomplished, pretty much.
Well, no, but I think it's just to send a message. I think it's just like, you know, if you keep doing what you're doing, then we're gonna have to, you know, we're gonna show you what we're about. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I'm not into politics. Don't follow it. But like we said on the last show, yo, this is leading up to World War III, man. Guaranteed the next 4 or 5 years.
So yeah, so going back to what I was saying before I was really interrupted by you, Trump did tweet a perfectly executed strike last night. Thank you to France and the United Kingdom for their wisdom and the power of their fine military. We could not have a better result. Mission accomplished.
Well, Trump, he's just trigger happy. You know what I mean? As soon as he got into office,
he's like, I got the button.
Yeah. He's been willing.
Like he's itching.
He's been wishing to push that red button.
Itching. He also stated on Twitter, so proud of our great military, which will soon be after the spending of billions of fully approved dollars, the finest that our country has ever had. There won't be anything or anyone even close.
Really?
So he's like proud of spending billions of dollars on war when those billions of dollars could have easily gone to taking care of, I don't know, maybe the starving people in the U.S. I don't know, maybe people on Skid Row in Los Angeles. There's so many other things you could use those billions of dollars for.
It's all about war, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, that's where the money's at, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's where the money gets made.
So all the finances go to.
Yeah. I mean, it's really sad that a lot of those people in Syria with the gases and whatnot that were killed. It was really sad to see because I was scrolling through Facebook and they're showing these videos and these bodies piled on top of each other and mothers
Syria.
Holding their children.
Yeah, it's pretty
and,
sad.
I get too emotional and I had to just scroll past that because I get too emotional.
Many images
and stuff like
that are on, you know, Facebook and all the other social media,
the news
websites
and whatnot.
And the news
it's just
pretty, it's pretty bad.
It's very depressing.
Yeah,
it's very
depressing,
sad.
You know?
If you're someone who's triggered by stuff like that, you really shouldn't, check that out. But you know, sometimes you're not expecting it because you're scrolling through.
You know, besides that. Because you want to kind of move off that, you know, seeing that we're not into politics as such. What's going on with Starbucks, man? There seems to be a little bit of war on Starbucks at the moment, you know?
We don't like politics, but we sure like us some drama.
Yeah, you know?
Oh, shit. I think Starbucks they're trying to do, what is it they call it? Damage control?
If that's what you want to call it.
It's going pretty bad for Starbucks right now because there's an outrage that grows over a video showing two black men being arrested in Philadelphia at the Starbucks. So apparently the two men were sitting at Starbucks and they hadn't bought anything yet because they stated that they were waiting for a friend. One of the witnesses in the video that I watched, one of the witnesses says that I guess one of the men might have gone to the restroom to use the toilets and the barista said to them, look, restrooms are only for paying customers. So they sat down, I guess, to wait for their friend. And the next thing you know, they're being hauled off in handcuffs.
That's so racist.
Does that make any sense to you?
That's so racist.
So apparently they didn't do anything.
Yeah.
They were just sitting there waiting for their friend to arrive.
But I bet you any money they would have allowed a parent with a kid that needed to go to the toilet to use their facilities.
Yeah, but even using a toilet is not a crime to get arrested for.
Oh, of course not.
But the thing is, they were sitting there waiting for their friend, and this is what most people do at Starbucks anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a meet and greet place, isn't it?
Yeah, meet me here.
It's pretty fucked up at Starbucks, you know.
It's pretty crazy because you can see them being taken off, like, someone was recording the video. I want to say it's one of the women that were there as a witness. She stated that she was so scared for them. And she also said, I was so angry. I was trembling. I was furious. I even approached the manager. I asked the barista why she called the cops on them. So they actually put them in handcuffs because they didn't buy a fucking latte, is what she said.
So no charge.
Yeah. So, and then the commissioner, Richard Ross, took to Facebook Live and defended his officers' actions, saying that the men refused to leave the stores after a few requests by the responding officers.
That just doesn't make sense to me. That does not make no
so
sense.
So they're sitting
all.
There, they're waiting for the friend. The police officer tell him to leave. Why? In the first place. And then they're being arrested because they're not leaving.
My thing is, what would have happened if they did order something?
But I mean, they're waiting for a friend, so chances are...
Because technically, right?
You wait for your friends to start, you know.
I mean, there were the only two black people there.
No, she wasn't there because the witness was a black woman.
Ah.
So there weren't the only black people there, but they may have been the only black men there.
Hmm.
But the witness here was a black woman. And what's crazy is that, I guess... Starbucks trying to do some damage control went on to Twitter and said, and I quote, "We apologize to the two individuals and our customers and are disappointed to this what led to this arrest to an arrest sorry we take these matters seriously and clearly have more work to do when it comes to how we handle incidents in our stores. We are reviewing our policies and will continue to engage with the community and the police department to try to ensure these types of situations never happen in any of our stores," end quote.
I like the way they try to just include our customers. It's just like, You just arrested two people off the street.
Who were your fucking customers?
You know, for nothing. And but yeah, by the way, apologies to our customers as well.
Well, the thing is, like they never—they're not really taking blame for what they said. They're just, we're kind of sorry. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's it. We're sorry. It just seems like damage control is what that is to me. That's what it seems like.
Well, hopefully those guys, you know, take them to court. And sue the fuck out of him.
Apparently, they're real estate brokers. So, I see money. Well, I gotta go to take it.
They got the right lawyers behind them. Starbucks will be screwed. But then they're more likely to sell.
The other thing is that the person who they were waiting for was a white guy. And he comes in and he says, "What? Why are they being arrested for being black? Waiting for me?" Which is like, wow.
Wow, that is pretty crazy.
That's crazy.
But then it helps the cause as well.
What the thing is, what gets me is you can tell that the black guys are like, oh, whatever. Just get it over with.
Yeah, just take me to jail.
Whatever, because they're not reacting. They're complying. They're just like, whatever. Because I think in the back of their mind, they're like, I'm going to get a paycheck.
I'm used to this.
I hope they sue. Because that's racial profiling. Like, what were they doing, really? What were they doing to be arrested? And also, they got arrested. I don't know what time they got arrested, but apparently they didn't leave the jail till 2 a.m. in the morning. So they were arrested and then they sat in jail for a couple of hours.
A couple of hours before. You know what? It was stupid of us arresting you. Yeah, you guys can go.
Yeah, but after how many hours?
Yeah, that's best.
I want you to sit there and think about what you did. I didn't do anything. Sit there anyway.
Yeah, that is pretty
like scary. What the fuck? Like literally, and there's a lot of people who are speaking out. We have even some famous people speaking out. Wanda Sykes, a comedian, says, "What the fuck problem? Blacks, especially black men, are perceived as a menace. These men weren't in a bank lobby waiting for a friend. They were in a damn Starbucks, the meet me spot in America." End quote. The fact that the police were called because the men hadn't ordered anything. Because they were waiting for a friend to show up. And then they're taken out in handcuffs. Like, oh, I hope they sue. I really do.
I mean, mind you, that does happen a lot, though. You know, you've seen cases on YouTube where you'll get some people going to a McDonald's, example, and stay there for a while, or just chill for a while, and then get asked to leave. And then next thing you know, probably about, you know, another few minutes, and law enforcement ends up, you know,
that's just retarded.
I know, it's the weirdest thing.
I know I saw a video on Facebook about that one guy who buys a homeless man a meal, and they were telling the homeless man that he had to leave and whatnot. He couldn't get his meal. They wouldn't give him his food.
Yeah.
And the customer was like, no, this is wrong, whatever. He obviously was staying. Then the cops were called.
Yeah.
Then they both had to leave.
Yeah, well, that's just discrimination. You know, obviously they don't want
They were saying that the homeless guy was obviously asking people for money. But even if so, if the guy bought him his meal, why can't the man just sit down and eat his food? It was bought.
Well, I guess, you know, McDonald's probably figured about their customers, obviously.
It was a customer.
I understand that. But obviously, it, at the back of their minds, or, you know, or not, say a corporate wave, they're thinking, you know, why should we...
But you have to think, corporate wasn't there. It was just a store manager. And the restaurant, if you look at the video, if you watch the video, the store isn't even full.
Yeah.
There's a couple of people on one end, a couple of people on the other side, and the homeless man is sitting by himself in the middle where there's no one really around him. So it's not like it was a packed, a day where they were packed. It wasn't like lunchtime where there's a rush and people are in and out with their kids. Like, the place looked kind of empty.
Yeah.
And the guy who bought his meal was still sitting in the same McDonald's. So, I mean, he had to stand up for the guy.
It's probably the manager being an arsehole.
And then they both left. The cop was like, I am the law. Da, da, da. And it's like, you're a civil servant. You're supposed to, I pay your paycheck, basically. You're here to, you know, help. But they weren't doing anything.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping we hear more about that case. And
I want to know the names of these men that were arrested, because in all of the news things that I'm seeing, there isn't really their names. Instead of just saying, just black men, how come they're not stating their names?
I don't know. Probably keeping it quiet for now.
Why would they? It's not quiet. It's trending on Twitter.
I mean, it happened a few years. When did it happen?
I don't know. Let's get a date for that exactly.
Now it's, you know,
because it is trending on Twitter. Actually, it's trended from U.S. News 3 hours ago.
Okay.
So.
So I guess
it's... I'll need to look back into that story and see exactly the day that it happened. But apparently, they were in jail pretty much overnight from the evening to the next morning, basically, because they didn't leave the precinct from like maybe 1:30 to 2 a.m. in the morning. And this happened in Philadelphia. So if you guys want to check that out, go on Twitter. It is trending right now as of yet.
Yeah, just type up a Starbucks arrest.
Yeah, just type up Starbucks. Starbucks issues apology after two black men were handcuffed and removed from cafe. That's literally the name of the tweet that's trending right now. So you guys can check that out. Wow. That was intense. A mouthful, wasn't it?
Pretty intense.
It's very bad to see that with everything that constantly goes on with black people, black men in general, they're always being profiled even when they're not doing anything. And there's always someone to say, there's more to this story, or what did they really do? You know, there's always someone trying to look for something the person may have done. It wouldn't be odd to me for them to turn around and try to pull up some record on these two guys.
Probably.
Because you notice every time something happens...
Do the old cover up, you know?
They always try to pull something out from under their ass.
Bit of crack in the pocket.
No, God. Not just that. They always try to find like a rap sheet. Oh, well, he's black. He must have some record. Let's find some dirt on him real quick. You know what I'm saying?
It reminds me of that... Dave Chappelle, the stand-up, when when a white cop arrests a black guy. White cop arrests a black guy, and he's obviously being compliant. And I think he's just like, well, sprinkle a little bit of crack on him. You know what I mean? It's just terrible, man. God. You know, even if you've got a clean record, they will still find some sort of shit on you to make it out like you're the criminal. You know what I mean?
It happens constantly.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's like, we have to make sure you look like the bad guy, and this is why we did it.
Yeah, no, it's really terrible out there.
Right now, it just seems really crazy. And you hear about something every single day. You have the guy who was just shot like 20 times by the cops. What is his name? I'll have to get back to you on that. But yeah. It's just something constantly. Every single day, there's something that has to do with a black man being killed, a black man being arrested, a black man being falsely accused. And then you'll have people that turn around and say, racial profiling isn't a thing.
Yeah.
Like, really? do you not see what's going on?
So what's going on outside, man?
So we're going to go on to a bit of some, what is it, culture vultures here?
Culture vultures.
Who's the number one culture vulture you think right now? Ooh, is that a hard one?
It's a hard question.
The look on your face.
There's a few people out there, a few artists out there, you know. I know I'm going to get so much hate.
Go ahead, spit it out. Do it.
Do you think Drake is a culture vulture?
Drake.
Mr. Drizzy.
Why? You asked me that, but why? What would you say he's a culture vulture?
No, I mean, is it him just following trends or is it him just biting the culture? The reason why I say this is, you know, when he had that stint of him being over here in the UK and then mingling.
All of a sudden, he's a roadman.
Now he's a roadman talking, you know, talking like a roadman, like, "Hey, all right, mate," and all that stuff. And then next thing you know, it's kind of forgotten about.
No, I don't think he's a culture vulture. I think he's more of a trend follower.
I was going to say, you better not say trendsetter.
No, not trendsetter. He's a trend follower. And you know what? That's what people typically want to do nowadays to, you know, stay up above everyone else. Mm. At the end of the day, everyone follows trends.
Yeah, but it's almost like every sort of period where he's about to release an album or so forth,
He follows a certain trend.
So like this,
but it would make sense to keep you relevant. You follow trends.
Yeah, I understand that.
Even like content creators on YouTube, as soon as there's a trend, people follow it.
Yeah, yeah. Example: mukbangs and ASMR and all that madness.
Yeah. So yeah. Wherever there's a trend, people tend to follow the trend. So Is he wrong for following a trend, or should he be one setting trends?
That is a very good question. You know, I mean, as long as he's giving back to...
He is. Did you not see that one video? Do you think... I don't know. Do you think it's real?
Well, God's plan.
Where he takes, yes, the whole...
The budget,
what is it?
The budget.
That's what I meant to say.
Gives it away.
The budget, and he gives it away to all these people.
I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, again, I'm a big conspiracy theorist, so it could be scripted. I do not know.
That's a lot of people to be scripting.
It's a video. You know what I'm saying? It's a video. I mean, you can pay that amount of people to be in a video. It's not a problem. I mean,
true, probably. It's probably in the budget, too.
How do you think they make films?
But saying this here and there, I do like Drake.
I like him too. I mean,
I love his music.
I'm a big fan of his, but I like his music. I like some of his
I don't
music.
Want to say I'm a huge fan, but I'm a pretty decent fan. What do you mean, stop lying?
You love Drake. You love yourself some Drake.
Why would you say I love me some Drake?
I've heard you in the shower.
What, singing the songs?
Singing the songs. You know, steam coming out from the door.
Yeah. Well, if you're using hot water, that's what happens.
I guess the reason why this topic was brought up was his latest song entitled Nice For What, which is a song about women empowerment and so forth. I mean, I heard it. It's okay. I mean, I'm a big fan of Lauryn Hill. I like the sample X Factor that was used in it.
Wait, but didn't Cardi B use the same sample?
She didn't use the same sample. I think it was like parts of it that was used, okay. Like the vocal.
But was it the same song?
It was from the same song, yeah. X Factor, yeah.
That's crazy how they both end up using the same songs, almost dropping it around the same time.
Yeah, it's pretty strange. Yeah.
Would you say Drake was trying to be like, I did it too?
It's hard to say with Drake, because I think he knows. For your heart, he'll try and use that wave and then release. He's done it before. I mean, he's pretty smart at doing it. But yeah, in regards to Nice For What, yeah, it's a good track. The message is really good. The video, though, I wasn't too...
The visuals weren't all that crazy. It had some really nice visuals, but it wasn't like a music video.
Yeah, it wasn't a music
video.
It was
more like a fashion show.
Yeah, I guess it was more of a statement.
But Tracee Ellis Ross, she looked really nice in there.
Yes, she did.
How old is she?
Well, she's in her... I want to say she's in her late 40s, possibly 50s.
She looks good though.
You know, she looks really good. I didn't get understand the end with Michelle. What's her name from the Fast and Furious?
Rodriguez.
Yes,
Michelle. Yeah, end, Fast and Furious. She's just levitating.
At the end, did they understand that?
I guess there's some
the whole symbolic
meaning behind there.
Symbolic meaning of
they're elevated.
That's
yeah, women are right. Elevated.
Women are elevated, possibly.
Yeah, I think this whole thing about the trend is women empowerment and feminism, and it just seems like everywhere you look now, there's a lot of empowerment for women and feminism. I think at some point, me being a woman, and I probably get some hate for this, but it's a little too much now. Because you have this thing where Me Too movement and, you know, there's people obviously gone through some really messed up stuff. But then they keep on pushing feminism and now there's men who want to be feminist. And I understand it and I'm a woman. So, you know, obviously I understand what the message is, but I think they're going a little too far with it. I think they're doing too much with it now.
Yeah. Because what's we were just listening to her the other day, Janelle Monáe. That's
yeah, her last name. I think that's how you pronounce it.
What was the track that she what
Pink.
Was it? Pink.
The video.
That was really vulgar.
But
quite vulgar. You guys check out Pink. It's
no, but I think there's a lot of maybe I misunderstood the message, but there's a lot of like lesbians coming out saying it's like they're
their theme
song, I guess now.
Yeah,
but it was pretty there was a lot of innuendo, obviously,
of course,
referring to a vagina.
Yeah, the pussy cat running around in the video and
the cat.
Yeah,
that's what got me when they dropped the cat. I was like, oh, pussy.
Yeah, but guys, please check that video out. It is very
there's a lot of butts.
Strange.
There's butts. There's really nice butts. There's that one part where she slaps that woman's butt.
I didn't see that.
You didn't see that? Did you watch the video?
You know what? I think I like skimmed through it.
You can't skim through it. You gotta watch it from the beginning.
Yeah.
Because there's certain parts that are kind of cringe, even for me, a woman. I was like, oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, why is her head in between her legs coming out of what is supposed to look like a vagina? Like, is she giving birth to you? Like,
I think, you know what? For me, I think I was so shocked, I kind of stopped.
You're like, just, oh my god, no.
It was pussy overload.
Mama, no. You know,
with the innuendos.
There was a lot of vagina innuendos.
There was a lot. Too much.
So much stuff now with women empowerment and like, come on, we know you have a vagina. It's all right.
Yeah, it's good.
Did you know that there's people actually making now vagina cupcakes with lickable cream? I saw something. I didn't even get into the post, but I saw the picture and they did pretty good in how they designed the cupcake and how the cream is on it and whatnot. It looked very realistic.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think, are we going a little too far with feminism now?
I don't know.
Like, once again, I understand where it's coming from. I understand the struggle because obviously I am a woman. Hear me roar. But I think it's just becoming too much, especially if that's all we see on TV now.
It's like they're trying to shove it in your face, you know. But no, I'm really shocked with that video. And it's not like a scar in your head sort of video. It's just like, I think it's overly done.
Janelle Monáe has lost, not lost, I don't want to say she's lost, but her previous style, what I fell in love with before,
it's
totally different to what she's doing
now.
She's doing a lot of like poppy, sparkly colors, where before she was black and white and,
well, I guess,
you know, jazzy and
I mean, she
hip hop-ish.
If I can recall, she was originally signed to by Big Boi from Outkast, or he found her.
Yeah.
And from that point on, and obviously if you guys know about the Outkast, they're very experimental with their music. So I can understand, you know, with Janelle Monáe kind of following on with that trend. And then she kind of fell out the loop. And then now...
And did she fell out the loop? She just went quiet for a while, didn't she?
well, I
didn't. Or maybe I just missed what she was doing.
Yeah, maybe she might have been releasing, but again, you know,
didn't really hear from her.
I wasn't paying attention to it. But and then she just, you know, she comes back and then she's got this track called Pink. And
no, she did something before Pink that was very poppy. Yeah. I think I briefly saw it and I was like, what the hell is this? Because I hadn't been listening to her for a while. And then all of a sudden I turn it on. She's like in some space suits or some shit, like sparkly colors. And I'm just like, wait, that can't be her.
Well, I guess.
I don't know. I guess I was so used to seeing her in black and white and suits and really nice, like, you know, her hair done up. And like beehive styles, and
but it's like they say, well, if it pays the bills, you know.
Do you think she really has gone towards this poppy thing because it's what's getting played?
It's what's trending, yeah. If you want your record played,
you have to do pop.
That's what it happens to everyone.
Well, I mean, it happened to Nicki Minaj, didn't it?
Of course. I mean, what did she release? Starships.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Oh,
speaking of Nicki Minaj, did you listen to Chun-Li and Barbie Tinks? She went in on Cardi B, Remy Ma, and Lil' Kim. I think so. I think that's what she did. Because there's certain things that she says in the music where she's just like,
well, I feel for,
going in for them.
Well, I feel that she's, from her side, is that she's not getting any sort of props from them.
And well, I know she's mad about what happened after Motorsport, where they're trying to blame her for the whole, I guess, beef that doesn't really exist between her and Cardi, because she says that she has no problem with her and that she was really hurt after the whole Motorsport incident because they made it seem like it was her fault.
Well, originally to that story and what I heard by listening to DJ Academics was apparently there was a verse that was recorded on Motorsport from Nicki.
Yeah, and Cardi said she didn't hear that's not the verse.
No, apparently she did hear it.
No, but apparently that was not the verse that she had recorded, that she changed the verse.
Yeah, she was told by Atlantic to change the verse. Or she'd be off the song. So whatever she said, I think you can actually find the original if you go on YouTube, the original verse to Motorsport.
Oh, there is the original.
There's
the
original, yeah. The first verse that was written.
I didn't even know that. Yeah. Well, I learned something new today.
I found it on DJ Academics. But yeah, there's the original first verse that she wrote. And I want to say there's probably some subliminals to Cardi.
If you listen to the one that I want to say, the one I listened to, she did throw subliminals at Cardi.
I'd have to hear it back again because I was looking for him.
But apparently Nicki didn't know that Cardi was going to be on it till like last minute.
Yeah. But again, this is where the whole...
They said to her that she was going to be on it and she said, no, it's okay. That's fine. Let's do it.
Sounds like a bit of a mix-up.
But I think the whole mix-up has to do with Migos themselves, because Migos then didn't relay back to Cardi B.
Well, I think it's Cardi B telling Offset,
I want to be the main chick on this track.
You know, as I'm dating you, I want to be the main chick on this track and make sure Nicki's at the end or whatever. But really, I wouldn't want Nicki
at the end of the track. What if Cardi didn't know that Nicki was going to be on it?
She probably would have had an idea that she was going
to
be on it.
No, because if you listen to the song, you don't hear Cardi going in for anyone.
Yeah, but she wouldn't have, because that's not the whole point of the song.
But did you listen to Chun-Li? Did you hear the whole thing?
I've heard bits and pieces. I'm not really impressed.
Are you impressed with it? I think Cardi B's album is really, really good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really well
really,
put together.
Really, really good.
Yeah. Really well put together. I like that.
You can hear the emotions and all her tracks. She went in.
Yeah.
It is fire. Yeah. I do enjoy that. And I think at some point it kind of benefits Cardi for Nicki to go off on her, because it's only going to send more people to check her out.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's diehard fans that are like, oh, Nicki Minaj is back. Nicki Minaj is back. And I mean, they'll always be her fans.
I mean, it's like she originally said that everybody thought that she would have a 15 minutes of fame and that would be it. But look at her now. I mean, she's a millionaire now. You know, she's got a successful album that probably hit number one in the charts. You know, so she's doing everything right. And it pretty much shows you.
She's expecting a baby.
And she's expecting a baby.
She's doing everything at once, isn't she?
Yeah, so you know what? kudos to her.
No, you know what? Now that you say that, now that you're saying kudos to her, I remember when she started in Love and Hip Hop, and you're like, oh, I don't know, yeah, she's crazy. Yeah. I was like, no, I like her. I actually love Cardi B.
I wasn't really feeling her.
Because I love how down to earth and like wild she was.
Yeah, she's crazy.
And raw she is. Crazy. So I've always loved Cardi B.
Yeah, I mean, I grew to like her. I grew to like her. I like her attitude now. Yeah,
I loved her attitude. Especially when you first saw her on Love and Hip Hop, and she's like, you're gonna have beef with me forever. Yeah.
So I mean, originally I thought it's just gonna be a phase, you know, you get these, you know, you get Love and Hip Hops, and you got these people wanna be with rappers and so forth, and they'll come out and then they'll have their single out, and then next thing you know,
they disappear.
They disappear. But I mean, it just seems that she was really serious about the music, and it's worked out for her. So kudos to her.
Yeah, well, people didn't believe it her at first, and that's why she kept grinding and she went even harder.
Yeah, but I think it's because of her being a stripper as well, because she is proper. You know, she enjoyed stripping. From what you know, what
I've
seen.
Yeah, but you can't hold that against her.
I'm not holding it against her, but obviously for anybody, you know, who's a
you don't think they were taking her serious because she was a stripper.
Exactly. So, but you know,
I mean, there's plenty of strippers nowadays that, you know, go out there to do music.
Well, let's think about the successful ones, though.
Yeah, well, true.
I mean,
it may be a bit harder to do that.
Think of a stripper turned rapper who's been successful.
I don't want to say too successful, but I remember that our first stripper gone famous was Jocelyn Hernandez.
Oh, does.
But she just fell off. Like, I mean, I don't want to say she fell off. I just think she's been really quiet. And the whole ordeal, that happened with.
Yeah, but let's be honest. She can't rap.
There's certain things that are catchy that she does.
No, she can't rap.
But I don't say she's a. I won't say she's a Cardi B for sure.
Hell no. Anybody else?
But I really can't think of anyone.
You can't think of anybody else, right?
No.
Exactly.
I mean, there's probably someone out there, but I just can't.
Yeah, a lot of them either stick.
A lot of them that were on Love and Hip Hop that were strippers ended up doing music, but you don't really hear too much about that.
I mean, a lot of them do end up being video vixens.
Yeah. Like Dime. Dime. Is it Dime? Dime Piece?
Dime Piece.
The one that wore the blonde wigs, the black girl. Really pretty.
Dime Piece. It'll come to me.
Yeah.
It'll come to me.
But I wanted to go back to this whole, I know, because we started off with Drake with the whole saying if it was a culture vulture type of thing. Mm. But I can't really say he's culture vulture. But speaking of Nicki Minaj and this whole new song with Chun Li, I was going through Snapchat and I came across Lovely Mimi. Now that we were talking about people from Love and Hip Hop. You don't like Lovely Mimi, do you?
I don't like her at all.
I like her. She's another one of this, like a wild and crazy.
Absolute nutting. Another British term for you guys.
I like Lovely Mimi. Anyway,
yeah, go on.
She went on to say and ask a question. She says, first of all, to clarify that she loves Nicki Minaj, she listens to her music, whatever. But she was just wondering, how is it that Nicki Minaj can do things like Chun Li and have a lot of Asian references in her music and all this stuff, and she doesn't get called a culture vulture? Whereas herself being Asian, they go off on her because she's so-called, quote-unquote, trying to be black. Because obviously she has a black husband and the kids are mixed, and because she wears dreads in her hair.
Let me stop you. She does go over the top.
How does she go
over
the top?
She goes on too ratchet, and that's why I think people are laughing at herself.
Yeah, but you don't have to be black to be ratchet.
No. She acts ratchet, and I do think
she's wild.
The top.
She is wild. I will say that.
No, I don't think she's wild. I think she's over the top. Like, you know, I mean, I have no issues with anybody acting the way they want to act.
But that's just
being
her.
When you're over the top with it, man, it just gets really.
But
annoying.
To you, it may be over the top. To her, she's just being herself. Yeah. She literally enjoys it.
I mean, I didn't like her in the show either.
I like her because I think she's just nutty. Like, I think she's just wild and crazy. She says some crazy stuff, but she has no filter. And I kind of like someone who doesn't have any filter.
Can you imagine if her and Cardi B were in Love and Hip Hop? I think it'd be a slight clash of heads.
What do you mean? I think they get along really well.
Were they in it? They weren't in the same Love and Hip Hop though. Yeah, you're mixing it up. Because Cardi B's Love and Hip Hop New York. I want to say that Lovely Mimi was Atlanta, wasn't she?
Yeah, she's Atlanta. Yeah.
So I'm just...
No, but I'm just saying, I don't think they'd have any issues. Because Cardi B doesn't beef with other people who are wild. I think she'd push her buttons though.
I can see Lovely Mimi pushing Cardi's buttons.
Really? Yeah. You think so?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I think they'd probably get along like gas and fire. I really do think so. I don't think they'd have any issues. I think them two probably get along pretty well. Because they're wild. You know what I'm saying? They're both wild. Yeah, but
that's the thing. They're both wild. So...
they probably get each other into trouble.
All it takes is one thing to be said out of context. And there you go.
I don't think.
There you go. That's the gasoline on the fire. And there you go.
Oh my God. No, I think they would make really good friends, probably. Or do you think they're too much alike to where it's going to be? They're
not too much alike. You can't say that Cardi B's...
No, I mean in the aspect of like being wild.
Maybe.
Because I think a Lovely Mimi can tone down when she needs to.
I think Cardi B's more controlled, though.
If you follow Lovely Mimi on, like, Snapchat or Instagram, you can see that she acts really... There's a lot of times when she's just normal or whatever. And then there's times when she just jokes around. And that's when she acts wild, is when she's joking around. But when she's just being, like, her usual self, she's all right. She doesn't go too crazy. She does it when she's, like, joking around, playing around, and just having fun. So I don't know. I kind of like Lovely Mimi. But going back to this whole thing, she was just wondering and asking people, how is it that Nicki Minaj can use all these Asian references and not be called a culture vulture? But she was. Because supposedly she's acting black. What is Nicki?
She's black.
She's straight up black, she's right? African-American. She doesn't have any other, like...
I mean, she wasn't... She was darker than she was. Until she went for, that change period.
Well, that's right. Because her name is Onika, isn't it?
I don't know.
Her real name, Nicki Minaj's real name, first name is Onika, something like that. But anyway, when I saw the videos of when she first started rapping or when she was starting to do some videos where I think she's like in the stairways of some apartments or something.
Yeah, the one video I remember was, I want to say she was rapping over a Notorious B.I.G. track. I can remember her being in the bath.
She was in a bathtub?
Yeah, really? Rapping. She was skinny. Yeah. Like, she had no...
Oh,
sweater.
This was pre-butt.
Yeah, we're talking years.
Pre-booty.
Pre-booty. And pre-booty, pre-cheeks, and pre-nose. And, you know, again.
Did she do her Barbie.
Cheeks? Yeah.
I know she did her butt cheeks. No, she didn't have cheeks, man.
That's probably why they called her Barbie, isn't it?
Yeah, because she's just made of plastic.
She's being put together and made of plastic.
Oh, did you see that one? I think did her butt pop or something like that while she was on stage?
Oh, the left side.
That was ages ago.
Yeah, that didn't look too...
That didn't look so... That picture looked pretty...
That's terrible.
Ooh, that's dangerous, isn't it?
Again, it's... Because I don't know if it's... oh, what's the stuff they put in your breasts?
Is it saline?
That if they say pump you up with saline or...
Yeah, it doesn't look too bad.
Actual
great.
Implants, they cut the buttocks and they put in, you know, whatever. But yeah, they didn't look too healthy.
I think it's kind of crazy how it looks and how with some of these women to do it so big, it barely moves.
I mean, if you go back to like the, you know, early 90s with music videos and you look at the women...
In the early 90s videos didn't have big butts.
Lovely figures, you know, nice.
They were natural.
Nice bottoms, asses.
But they didn't have big butts. They were natural. No, a lot of them were very thin.
They had nice butts. They were big as well, but they were like.
But they were not over the top, though.
They weren't over the top.
Like the ones you see nowadays, it's just like, ooh, what is that?
Yeah. Like they've gotten, you know,
but they swear, you know, on and off that they look good, but some of them just overdo it too much.
It's like,
I don't know what happens when people get into the music industry. It's like they start going all
molded,
plastic.
They're molded, you know. You want to sell records, you gotta look like this.
I mean surely my voice, my music, my vocals, my lyrics,
those days are over.
Yeah,
that day is done. It's over and done.
That's why a lot of people still get into the music industry, because now it's all looks, isn't it?
I want to say the most natural, and I could be wrong, would be Rihanna, because she hasn't really changed as such.
She's gotten thick, but not because she's implanted.
I can't say from a male perspective.
It's because she's eating good.
From a male perspective, I can't see that she's had any sort of work on her. I could be wrong.
I don't think she's had any work.
She just looks natural.
She's just gotten thick because she's, like I said, she's eating good. Yeah. But because when she came out, she was very dainty and small.
Very dainty.
But I think she's just thickened up because she's happy. You know, and she don't care what anyone thinks.
And then I guess, would you say Beyonce?
I think she had natural.
She had some work done on her butt.
Did she?
Mm.
I thought her butt was all natural.
No, she had a flat butt, man.
Did she?
Yeah, she didn't.
Well, there's people
who
can have flat butts, and after popping a couple squats, you know, they tend to nice round up really nicely.
I don't know. From what I see now, it seems that she's had some sore work, you know. But then I would be surprised with the whole thing with Jay-Z cheating on her, and I think she started to change up her look and get a little bit more sexy.
No, because Beyonce was always sexy.
No. Yeah, but she's always been reserved. She's quite reserved.
Well, after Sasha Fierce, she became fierce, like in what she was wearing, her
attire.
But I
want to say from that period, that's when Jay-Z was cheating on her.
Was it around that time?
Around that time, the Sasha Fierce time, or before then.
Hmm. But you better not be doing that shit again.
I'm hoping not. We've been talking a lot about music and
I know, we did talk about a lot of music.
American culture.
But speaking about music, one question I want to ask you. What was the first thing that you owned? Was it a CD, a vinyl, tape? What was your first tape?
You're gonna make me sound real old right now.
Vinyl or
you're making me sound real old right now, you know.
Well, what the hell? We both were from the same ages where we had all three.
God, that's a good question.
Vinyl's coming back, so.
My first vinyl, I wanna say I got it for Christmas. And it was The Simpsons Sings the Blues on 12-inch.
What?
Yeah, for Christmas.
Well, do you remember what year that was?
Oh, wow. We're talking early 90s.
Wow.
Early 90s. And I still remember the songs from that album. Do the Bartman was on it.
Do the Bartman. I used to remember that one.
Yeah, and it had Mr. Burns rapping on it as well. So I guess it was some heat. Some real heat on that album, you know.
There was some heat on The Simpsons.
I have to drop
vinyl.
That one of my mixtapes. You know,
do you think you'll be able to find it again?
Oh, yeah, of course. It's on YouTube. It's definitely a moment.
No, I mean actually get the vinyl again.
I want to say I saw it on eBay.
Because vinyl's coming back. It's very big nowadays again.
Yeah, it's massive. You know?
Which, just to let you guys know, I did mention this to Alofty that vinyl would be back many years ago. And he's like, no. It's not gonna... Listen, everything recycles.
Yeah, she was right.
And I told him vinyl will be back. So hold on to your decks and hold on to your vinyls.
I mean, the worst thing about that is that I am a vinyl junkie. And I have a lot of vinyl. And it just got to the point where, you know, MP3s was ruling the world. And then I just thought, you know what? Vinyl is not going to make a comeback. But now it's just, yeah.
I told you it didn't be back.
No, you're right.
But I do want to say, with me... the first ones that I purchased for myself, there was this catalog thing where you can order like 12 tape cassettes for a certain price and you would get it in the mail.
It's not from one of those magazines.
Yeah, it was something you used to get from the magazine. Yes. You can order like 12 for like a really low price and you have like this membership thing going on. And I remember... because I listened to all types of music, so I had different genres. So I had, the first ones I got was Beyonce, Destiny's Child was one that I got. I had Rob Zombie, I had Kid Rock, I had Cher. Yeah, Cher. Yes, Cher. I had Britney Spears. What else did I get? That was the first like selection that I bought for myself, and I had a bit of like Spanish music. So I had a couple of like Spanish artists, like I don't know if, well, you probably won't know who it is. But I know I've played it for you. Carlos Vives was one, and there was one more, I can't remember who it was. Juanes was another one that I ordered. It is, I don't think you've heard Juanes, but I know I've played you Carlos Vives. He's that very upbeat and a lot of drums and very...
Nah, can't remember. Sorry. All your music sounds the same.
Oh, you're I'm an joking, ass for that. All the music sounds the same. You're joking. Such an ass.
I'm joking. No racial.
Okay. Guys, if you are enjoying this podcast, please check us out on Anchor. You can now check us out on
iTunes,
YouTube,
and iTunes,
SoundCloud,
Spotify.
Is Spotify on there too? Yeah. Wow, we're going across all boards, huh?
Yeah, we're hitting the networks. Is it
Pocket Cast? Is it on Pocket Cast now?
Yes, it is.
Well, we are available on Pocket Cast, ladies and gentlemen.
We're whoring out right about now. Putting it out there for the world.
We're putting it out. We're just all over the place, huh?
We don't charge.
Oh, that's not even a whore. Like, what is that? Getting it around for free? Well, you can't enjoy for free, so if you're on YouTube, go ahead and subscribe. That's free.
Yeah, subscribe, show some love, you know.
You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram at The Stolen Hour. If, for example, you don't like Lofty and you just like me, you can follow me at Rosa for Real. Rosa, the number 4, real, _. And you can, if you don't like me and you like Lofty, which chances are that doesn't really happen anyway, you can follow him at Lofty Jams, JAMZ, as he would say, or Z at the end, like I would say.
Get honest in there.
So you guys make sure to check us out on all those platforms and follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Yeah. If you have any suggestions, please let us know in whatever comment section you stick your comments in, or drop us a tweet. Slide up in our DMs.
Yeah, because I will be checking.
Will you be checking?
Of course.
Oh, good, because then I won't have to.
So any females out there?
Hey.
Yeah, I know it's good.
Hey, you take it easy there.
All right.
You ain't get no tit pics.
Oh, man.
But I'm looking forward to dick pics. No. No, that's so gross. I don't understand why any guy would actually think that a woman enjoys a dick pic.
Stop lying. Why the fuck you lie?
No, that is not sexy. Like,
oh, my God. Stop the fucking lying.
Maybe if a woman asks you for it, but there's people who would be like, hi, how was your day? Oh, my day was great, by the way. Here's my dick.
Here's my dick.
Like, what the hell? Good morning, my dick. Like, come on now.
Well, I spell it's different. You can send anything.
My elbow.
Oh, why not?
You're like, ooh.
Why not, man? I want to see that kneecap, baby. Got a cocoa butter?
Oh, it's a little ashy. You want me to?
A little ashy. You want me to warm it up?
Because you guys are nasty.
You know, it's...
Women don't really enjoy dick pics. Unless they ask you for it. Then those are some freaks.
That's the animal in us, man.
What, the animal in you?
Yeah, man. We just take it.
Just take it out?
Not take it out. We just take it.
That sounds really suspect.
Yeah, X that out. No homo. You know what? I didn't think about that. No homo. Yeah. My bad. You know, we just take
it. Oh, my God. You just take it, huh?
Yeah, pause.
You got something you got to tell me. Is there something I should know right about now?
Not right now.
Maybe later.
But yeah, pause.
We're still recording.
But anyway, guys, it's coming up to that time.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Has it been an hour already?
Pretty much.
Holy shit.
Pretty much. Have we spoken about a few topics?
No, we've spoken about music.
Yeah, music, the majority of the time.
Well, it's good because, like we said, we always do random topics anyway. So it's just what's been going on right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mainly. And there's again, been a lot of buzz behind this whole Nicki Minaj, Cardi B, and all this feminism music and, you know, a lot of stuff going on right now.
Yeah. But on that note, guys, it's been The Stolen Hour. It's your boy Lofty.
The Stolen Hour. I'm your girl, Rosa for Real.
I think we're going to sign out. We still haven't come out with, or figured out a sign out.
Listen, it takes time to come out with like the perfect sign out. You can't just say goodbye and that's it. You gotta think about it. You gotta leave a message for all the listeners.
Could be a proper Brit and be like, yeah, fuck off. Good night and have a nice day.
Good night and fuck off. fuck you guys, I'm going home.
Fuck you and have a nice day.
That's so rude.
Yeah, it is. But you know, it's funny, before we sign off, I've obviously listened back to the first episode. And I noticed, I guess at the time, I don't know if it's the time that we recorded, I did say, you know, a lot.
Did we get a you know counter?
We need a you know counter. You know. I just you did.
And you just said you know right now again. You know what I mean? Yeah. Listen, let's get out of here, because if not, you're going to keep messing up.
Yeah, I'm going to mess it up. So you guys, take it easy.
Have a wonderful morning, afternoon, evening.
Yeah, whatever night. The weather. And we'll see you on the next episode.
Hopefully the weather's better tomorrow.
Hopefully.
Yeah, let's get some sun.
Peace out, guys.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Laters.
Bye.